Of Butterflies and Herons, for Henry. I never remember the first butterfly I see each spring. Before I slide through the muck of mud season, they're suddenly here. Swallowtail and fritillary flitting from crabapples, magenta blossoms to purple lilacs and yellow daffodils, the air sweet with possibility. In the midst of this, my grandson arrives, the silken cream of his skin, a new way to see the world. And now all I see are butterflies. This morning, I watched them light on new coreopsis buds, just as they did when we once released dozens for my mother's birthday. A great blue heron suddenly rises up in the field and flies toward me, her legs outstretched, toes pointed like a swimmer gliding through water, her 6-foot wings beating fiercely. She sweeps low and just above me. Does she tip a wing? Then turns back, lands briefly on the tip of the highest pine before disappearing. I've heard that herons bring luck, that butterflies are a blessing. But everything is a blessing in spring. Flowers, butterflies, herons, the child.